All right, you got it on KHUM, and it's 34 minutes after 8 o'clock, after that terrific speech from Emma Watson. Joining me here in the studio are a couple of guests from the Eureka Women's Club. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Jan Gibbs. I'm the president of the Eureka Women's Club, and as most people know in this community, we've been in existence for over 100 years, 110 years. Beautiful clubhouse on J Street. And we have done a lot of wonderful things for our community and had a lot of women involved. But what we did notice was that we have many more working women today that can't come to our meetings, can't be part of what we do. And so some of our newer members who are working women approached us a few months ago and wanted to create a group called the After Work Network. So it is a part of our Eureka Women's Club now, and we are very excited. They will be meeting in the evenings on the third and fourth Wednesdays of the month, but we wanted to have a big open house and really a welcoming. And one of our newest members, Dana, is here, and so I really wanted to turn it over to her to kind of share the excitement of what's going to be going on tonight at our open house.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, so we just have a lot of pretty interactive events planned to get people involved and comfortable in this space so they can get to. Do you want me to? Yeah.
Okay, please go.
On the air.
Good. Stop recording for some reason.
Yeah. So we have a lot of door prizes. We've got a history display that we're making pretty fun by actually having it be kind of a scavenger hunt for folks. We're doing like a get to know you bingo. And people will also have an opportunity to introduce themselves and their business and what they're doing in the community.
I think one of the other big things we kept hearing from one of our main planners for our on group, Suzanne Dockel, was she was saying, you know, working women work so hard and they take care of their families and they do all their responsibilities, but when do they get together to have fun also? And that fun element needs to be in there. We certainly have it in our day group. Mm-hmm. We have our meeting time that we have functional things that we do and fundraising and volunteerism, but we also have fun. And so we want that for our working women as well. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the exciting things, too. Where can you go and just carve out a few hours for yourself to get together, work with other women because you may feel isolated, and have some fun?
Yeah, and that's something that people continue to express about their involvement in the Eureka Women's Club is that no matter what their situation in life, be they a retiree or a working person or a business owner, they can find a place that fits for them. And also, it's hard to make those connections when you're so busy in your day-to-day life. So this is a place where you can go and meet women kind of a like mind who mm-hmm. really care about our community. I think that is a unique opportunity. Being able to really interact with folks who have made a real difference in our county. And they've been doing so without boasting about it, but quietly through the years making real change.
And I think it stands too to I think we just need to recognize that the Women's Entrepreneur Institute were very helpful. They were excited that this group was forming and wanted to contribute some funds to make this be a really energetic, fun start.
Wonderful.
And they're in partnership with getting this group off the ground. So we really appreciate that because they could see the goals that we had and wanted to be part of that. So that's another, I think, validation of a need that hasn't been met for a while and maybe will be now. So
definitely. Yeah. I also think it's a really exciting time to get involved with the After Work Network just because people can come in kind of at the ground level and have a voice in how the group is actually going to move ahead. We really want to make sure that we're listening to the voices of people who come to the open house, and we have some avenues for them to just talk to us about, you know, what would they want to see an organization like this become? We know that we want it to be fun. We want it to be a place where people can leverage the value of our entire club to help move their business or their career ahead and make those real connections. But as you know, when you start to involve a larger aspect of the community, people have great ideas.
Yes,
and we want to hear those tonight. We want to hear what we can do for them.
And that's beneficial for the whole club. you know, because we are doing the same thing in our daytime, looking at visioning. What do we want to see in the next few years, in the next 10 years? Because it is a time to look at where are we going? How do we best meet the needs that are there?
So let's give people the time again and exactly where to meet.
Okay. Well, it's happening today. and it's at our clubhouse on J Street. And yeah,
it's at 1531 J.
Thank you, because I never remember that on the top of my head. I should.
5:30 to 7:30. And people shouldn't feel bad about arriving after 5:30. There are some people I've spoken to, you know, who get off work at 6:30.
Sure.
It's great to show up whatever time works.
We might have forgotten to mention, too, it's free admission.
Free.
No, there's no charge. You come, and there's going to be catered hors d'oeuvres by Caseros. And desserts, and I'm trying to remember the
beverages.
Beverages.
And
beverages.
Outdoor
oh, yes.
prizes. People should absolutely bring their business cards.
That's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's how they'll enter our different drawings, which will go on throughout the evening.
But if you don't have a business card, we can help you create one.
Yeah,
because I don't want anyone to feel like they can't
absolutely
participate.
Not.
Yeah.
Now, there's
got to
be a second date as well.
Yes, there is, because we know sometimes people have conflicts. With one night, we wanted to give a second opportunity. So in October, on the 15th, which is also a Wednesday, we'll be having a second open house.
Same time, 5:30 to 7:30 at 1531 J Street.
Alrighty. Different door prizes, though.
Different door prizes. Same door.
Same door.
Same door, different prizes. Fantastic. It's the After Work Network.
Yes.
What a great idea.
Thank
what a fantastic
you.
Idea. So, folks, it is absolutely free and a great chance to network. And if you've not been to the Eureka Women's Club, it's really a wonderful location, a beautiful. It's actually been on the Eureka home tour.
Right, the historical site.
Historical, yeah,
right.
It's because it's such a beautiful historical building, and that's where the past few years we've had our Stop the Violence Healing Breakfast. So that's the same building, in case you're wondering where that is. And a beautiful spot.
It's become quite the venue for renting for weddings and engagement parties,
Our
baby
open
showers.
House will be in the Great Hall.
Yeah.
And we also have the history display in the fireside room. So people will get a chance to check it out.
See the whole thing.
All righty. So, again, the Eureka Women's Club, it's tonight at 5:30 till 7:30. And, again, on the 15th of October. The address, if you need that, if you don't know exactly where it is, it's at 1531 J Street in Eureka. All right. Thank you to both
for
coming in.
Thank you so much, Cliff.